This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Recording in progress.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchem Abam. Nice to see everybody. Okay, we have the great zechus to try to dig in to two Tosfos in today on two of the most lamda shablad and shas. Moreover, these are probably two of the most lamdish Tosfos and shas. If you had to make like a list of, you know, top 10 Tosfos that you should know, these might be. I think they would likely be in on the list. The first one we're going to learn on Ayin Hey Amud Beis. We know throughout Masechta Ksubos there's a machlokes between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. What takes precedence, cheskas haguf or cheskas mamon? Rabbi Yeshua says cheskas mamon. You leave money where it is, despite the fact that cheskas haguf says if you have a shiloh, was a woman a besula or a beula? We said she became a beula at the last possible time, and she was born a besula. So let's assume that if her status changed, it happened at the last possible time. So Rabbi Gamliel says if a woman says that it happened after erusin, she's believed. However, Rabbi Yeshua says, Eloi mi pia anu chayin, and she's trying to take money out of the husband's reshus, cheskas mamon reigns supreme. So you might mistakenly think that Rabbi Yeshua doesn't hold of cheskas haguf. So Rava said about 10 lines from the top on Ayin Hema Amud Beis, Amar Rava, loy tema Rabbi Yeshua loy azal basar chazaka dugufa klal. Don't say that Rabbi Yeshua doesn't follow cheskas haguf at all. Ela ki loy azal Rabbi Yeshua basar chazaka dugufa. When does Rabbi Yeshua not follow cheskas haguf? Hecha de'ika chazaka de'mamayna. That's if there's cheskas mamon against it. Aval hecha de'leka chazaka de'mamayna. If there is no cheskas mamon, ozo Rabbi Yeshua basal chazaka de'gufa. And the Gemara brings a raya that Rabbi Yeshua follows cheskas haguf. The Tanya, we know when it comes to tzaras, if the spot comes before the hair, it's tamei. If the hair comes before the spot, it's tahar. The Gemara says, in Baharas koidim maser lavan tamei. The spot comes first, tamei. Mseir lavan koidim maser lavan tahar. Safek is tamei. But safek is tamei. Rabbi Shua aimer keha. Literally, it's dal, my keha, amaraba keha tahar. It's tahar. Safek is tahar. Why is safek tahar? Because you're mesupik whether this woman is a mitzayra or not. Cheskas haguf says that she was born not a mitzayra. We should assume she's not a mitzayra. So we see that Rabbi Yeshua follows cheskas haguf. Tosfos seems to be bothered. Why would anybody ever say that Rabbi Yeshua doesn't follow cheskas haguf? Isn't it obvious that if there's no cheskas mamon, you would follow cheskas haguf? What, Rabbi Yeshua doesn't hold of chazaka? I need Rava to say Rabbi Yeshua holds of chazaka, and the only reason he doesn't here is because he holds cheskas mamon is stronger? Why would I think that Rabbi Yeshua does not follow cheskas haguf if there's no cheskas mamon? So let's see Tosfos. Let us see Tosfos. I have to resend it. Because Tosfos has a chiddush where the Gemara's point is not that Rabbi Yeshua holds of cheskas haguf, but rather Rabbi Yeshua holds of cheskas haguf against other chazakais, but not cheskas mamon. And we will see that. Let's see. It came in. Okay. Here it is. Okay. Tosfos. Make it bigger. Nice and big. Aval hecha deleka chazaka demamayna azal basar chazaka degufa. Perush. Says Tosfos. When the Gemara says Rabbi Yeshua holds of cheskas haguf, what that means is, afagav de'ika chazaka acharas. Even though there is another chazaka. For example, keneged cheskas haguf. Really? What chazaka is there in our Mishnah against cheskas haguf? Ki hacha. De'belav cheskas mamayin. Aside from cheskas mamayin, yesh chazaka acharas. namely, the Hamidena Becheskas Pinuya. Cheskas Haguf says that if their mumin, or if she was violated, happened at the last possible time. But what about another Chazaka? Chazaka is a Cheskas Hadin, that she was born unmarried. So let's assume that she remained unmarried. The point of Rava is not that Rabbi Yeshua holds of Cheskas Haguf against nothing. Of course, Rabbi Yeshua holds of Cheskas Haguf. The point is that if it's not for Cheskas Mamon, Cheskas Haguf would destroy the other Chazaka, namely the Hamidenu B'Cheskas Pnuya. Why? The Dafka Ki Ika Cheskas Mamon. Dafka when there's Cheskas Mamon, Layalima Le Cheskas Haguf, Keneged Cheskas Mamon. Cheskas Haguf is not strong against Cheskas Mamon. Aval Hecha Deleka Cheskas Mamon, there's no Cheskas Mamon. Alima Le Cheskas Haguf, Mishar Chazakais. The Ileka Shum Chazaka Acheres Kenegda. Because, says Tosfos, how do I know what the Gemara means? Is that Cheskas Haguf would destroy Cheskas Pnuya. Maybe it means Cheskas Haguf would just work. No. Says Tosfos, the Ileka Shum Chazaka Acheres, if there's no other Chazaka, Kenegda, Maya Salash Meinan. What would the Gemara, what would Rava come to teach us? Pshita, the Azal Basar Cheskas Haguf. Of course you follow Cheskas Haguf. Why? Kiven the Ein Davar Makhisha. Nothing contradicts it. Okay? So meaning it's Pashut that Rabbi Yeshua holds of Cheskas Haguf. The Chiddush of Rava is it's only Cheskas HaMamoin that nullifies Cheskas Haguf. But Cheskas Haguf would destroy other Chazakas, Kiven the Ein Davar Makhisha. Aye, so you'll ask, and what about in the case that we prove Rava's din from, namely in the case of Tsaras? Right, we're proving from Tsaras that we follow Cheskas Haguf, but there the Cheskas Haguf is not fighting any other Chazaka. So, actually for that you have to see another Tosfos. Another, this is also one of Mamish, the classic Tosfos in Shas, where this Tosfos asks, he quotes the Kasha Rabbeinu Tam. We know that by Tsaras, if you're Mesupik, what came first? The Rabbanon say, Tamei. Hiksha Rabbeinu Tam, my time of the Rabbanon, the Amrinon Tamei. Amai lo yazlina basar chazaka. Doha Amrinon beperakama dechulin. Mina ha milsa da amir Rabbanon. Uki milsa basar chazaka. Umay silo mikra. Why would the Rabbanon not follow Cheskas Haguf? So Rabbeinu Tam says a whopper. And you need to know this, Rabbeinu Tam, to understand the first Tosfos. Then the case of Tsaras, there is a Chazaka against it. While the Cheskas Haguf says that she was born without Tsaras, so let's assume she's not the person's not a Metzaira. Says Rabbeinu Tam, you know what we're talking about over here? That before this Nega, this person had a different Nega. So they were Bechezkas Tuma. So you're debating what came first, the spot or the hair, the spot or the hair. So Rabbi Yeshua says, well, we'll follow Cheskas Haguf. Now we're learning in the middle of the first Tosfos that doesn't everyone hold of Cheskas Haguf? And the point is that Cheskas Haguf even overcomes other Chazakais. So Tosfos says, the Rabbanon here hold Tamei because against the Cheskas Haguf that says that she remains not a Metzaira, there's a Cheskas Tuma that she is a Metzaira. Why? Because Hacha B'may Askina, what are we talking about her? We're talking about Kishenizgak L'Tuma, where she already had, he had another Nega, Shahaya by Nega Echad, Shchin Ay Michva Kaidem, she had a boil or a burn before, V'haya Mukhla Mimenu, you're a Metzaira Mukhla from it, V'kaidem Shinitaher, and before becoming purified, Noled Bas Safik. A Safik was born, V'achar Shenitar Min Arishayin, and after they became Tahar from the first, Lo Nishar Bo Ela Safik Zeh, you were only left with this Safik. Okay, so basically, this is consistent with the Tosfos we're middle of learning, that the Chiddush of Rava is that Rabbi Shua follows Cheskas Haguf against other Chazakas. What other Chazaka is there in the Mishnah? Cheskas Pnuya, that's even though Cheskas Haguf says that the Mum happened at the latest possible time, the Chazaka that she's a Pnuya says that it happened earlier in order for her to retain her status of being a single woman. Okay. Now, let's go back to the first Tosfos. Mihu Teimalri. Okay. The Ri has the following tema. Now that we've set up the sugya, that Rava is saying, Rav Yeshua follows Cheskas Hagof, even against other chazakas. And what other chazaka is there? In the Mishnah, there's Cheskas Pnuya. By Tzaras, there's Cheskas. There's Cheskas Tuma. Now, here's a Pella. Because there, that means, think about it. Rabbi Yeshua would have followed Cheskas Haguf if not for the fact that there's Cheskas Mamain. But at the end of the day, he follows Cheskas Mamain. And by the way, the Cheskas Mamain is being supported by Cheskas Pnuya. Okay. You ready? This is the million-dollar question. How could you say that had it not been for Cheskas Mamon over here, have a Rabbi Shua basar Cheskas Aguf, Rabbi Shua would follow Cheskas Aguf, v'have a chad b'makom tarti, you would follow Cheskas Aguf, but it's one against two. How so? Number one, the islan l'meimar hamidenu b'cheskas pnuya. We should say, retain her in her status of being single. V'chiteiman, if you're going to say, adaraba, hamed oisa b'cheskas shleima, if you're going to say, no, use cheskas haguf, and she's a basula, v'hashdu denasamum, but against the cheskas haguf, there's something called, harei mum lefanecha. What do you mean cheskas haguf? Cheskas haguf, when it's in full force, is you don't know if her body has changed. Cheskas Haguf says we should assume it didn't change. But here we know it changed. She has a mum. Now the question is, when did the mum happen? So shooting the Cheskas Haguf in the foot is Hare mum lefanecha. So it's two against one. How could you say, had it not been for Cheskas Mama and Rabbi Shua would follow Cheskas Haguf, but it's one against two? What's the one against two? Cheskas Haguf is fighting Cheskas Pnuya and Harei Mum Lefanecha. Where do we ever get this thing that Harei Mum Lefanecha makes it one against two? V'chi Tema, says Toysus, the Chihaigavna Chashvina and Tartil Reyosa. Because this is considered to the detriment. Where gabe mikvah by mikvah shenimdad v'nimtza chasa, that's measured and it's found to be missing. Damrinon kol taroi shenasu al gabav, we say anything that was tar that was immersed in the mikvah lemafreya ben rishasayach ben rishasaram tmeyos. Why? Because on the one hand, cheskas haguf says the mikvah was kosher for the longest possible time, and if it became possible, it became possible recently. You have a cheskas haguf. Why? We say mishum deikul amemar hamed tamei al cheskasai. The item that was immersed, let it retain its status of being tamei. Ve'emar loy tava, and say the teal is no good. V'chitem, if you're going to say hamed mikvah al cheskasai, if you're going to say use the cheskas hagufa, the mikvah, that it was good. Ve'emar loy chaser, and say it was not missing. Hari chaser lefanecha, you see it is missing. Marav Aboisai, you ready? Listen to this kasha. The halacha is, you have a guy, he's tamei. He immersed in a mikvah. He measured it last week, it was good, he immersed. Comes out of the mikvah is 39 sa. Tamei or tahar? The halacha is he's tamei. Why? Because he has a cheskas tuma. Yeah, but the mikvah has a cheskas haguf, so why don't we say it's missing water, it happened after he immersed? No, but the cheskas haguf is impugned, is weakened. How is it weakened? Because you measured it and you see it's missing. So if it's missing, While Chesed Haguf says that it happened at the last possible time, Hare Chasar Lefanecha says the Chesed Haguf is weakened. So we tag team Cheskas Tuma and Hare Chasar Lefanecha against the Cheskas Haguf of the Mikvah. So Fractoisis, just like we tag team Cheskas Haguf, Cheskas Tuma and Hare Chasar Lefanecha against the Mikvah, Cheskas Haguf of the Mikvah. We tag-team the Cheskas Tuma and Harei Chasel Fanecha against the Mikvah, then how could the Gemara say that had it not been for Cheskas Mamain, you would have followed the Cheskas Haguf of the woman, but why don't we tag-team her Cheskas Pnuya and Harei Mum Lefanecha?
But shouldn't Harei Mum Lefanecha depend on where it was found, whether it was Bibei Saviya or Bibei Bala?
Maybe not.
I mean, it sounds to me similar to Kan and Sukan Hayu.
The difference between Kan Nimtzu Kan Hayu and Harei Mum Lefanecha is very subtle, but it's clear. Kan Nimtzu Kan Hayu says, if it was found in a domain, then that mum existed in that domain at all times. Harei Chasar Lefanecha says, don't you tell me that this person was born without an issue, because you see the issue in front of you. And therefore, you cannot, and therefore, that says, it weakens the Cheskas Haguf, similar to Kan Nimtzu Kan Hayu. Kan Nimtzu Kan Hayu only weakens it in that domain, but Harei Chasar Lefanecha weakens it, period. Where it could even say it existed before. So Kan Nimtzu Kan Hayu is germane to that Rishus. Harei Chasar Lefanecha is a buster of Cheskas Haguf. Now, I want to point out a very important question on Tosfos. You hear this kash of Tosfos? It's worthwhile coming for your soul to come down from under the Kisei HaKavod to hear this kash of Tosfos. It's called Tag Team Chazaka. We see by mikvah that if somebody was tamei and now there's a question in the mikvah, his cheskas tuma tag teams with the harei chasar lefanecha. So why don't we say the same thing in Rabbi Yehoshua, that let the cheskas pnuya tag team with harei mum lefanecha? I would ask on Tosfos a very pashut kasha: what in the world does this have to do with Rabbi Yehoshua? Rabbi Gamliel follows cheskas haguf. Why does Rav Gamliel follow Cheskas Haguf? But against the Cheskas Haguf, you have Cheskas Penuya, and you have Harei Mum Lefanecha. So why are we asking on what Rava says Rav Yehoshua would have said had it not be for Cheskas Mamain? Rav Gamliel follows Cheskas Haguf even with Cheskas Mamain. You could ask Rav Gamliel, how could he follow Cheskas Haguf? It's one against three. Cheskas Mamain, Cheskas Pnuya, Harei Mum Lefanecha. The Kasha Tosis is asking on Rabbi Yehoshua, in the way Rava learns Rabbi Yehoshua, you could ask on Ram Gamliel also. It's just in Ram Gamliel, it seems that Ram Gamliel holds Cheskas Mamain is nothing in the face of Cheskas Haguf. So by the same token, you could say he holds Cheskas Penuya is the same thing, is nothing, b'makom Cheskas Haguf. Why would that be different than Cheskas Tuma? Not sure. Look at Tosfos' answer. Ready for Tosfos' answer? V'nira l'Rashba. By the way, this Rashba is not the Rashba. This is one of the Balei HaTosfos. V'nira l'Rashba. D'chezkas penuya loy chashiva klal chazaka l'gabi cheskas haguf. Cheskas penuya is nothing b'makom cheskas haguf. That cheskas tuma is a force against the Cheskas Haguf of the Mikvah, And therefore the Cheskas Tuma joins up with Harei Chasar Lefanecha. Cheskas Penuya is nothing b'makam Cheskas Hagav. Why? That's Taisus. Okay, that's the starting point. Now we come to another basic question, but you'll see we're going to come back to this. Bottom line is, what's Taisus saying? That had it not been for Cheskas Mamayin, Cheskas Haguf would destroy Cheskas Pnuya. Taisus says, but it's one against two. No! Cheskas Haguf is so strong, Cheskas Pnuya is blown out of the waters! Why? Why is Cheskas Haguf any stronger than any other Chazaka? That A, had it not been for Cheskas Mamon, Cheskas Haguf would beat Cheskas Pnuya. Number two, even though it's one against two, Taisus says it's not one against two, because the Cheskas Haguf destroys the Cheskas Pnuya that it doesn't exist. Rabbi Chanan asks, "V'nei l'chayr in a muvan, meiza tam yesh l'chalek ben Cheskas Haguf l'shar chazakais dehakulu mechad kras, and they're all learnt out of one pasuk in Chulin. Ubishlami you have a trey kroy. If it would be learned that from two psukim, efshe shechaluk and medinan, you could say they have different dinim. Kamay roiv v'karoiv ayruba v'chazaka. Avakivin deleka alachad kroif. There's only one pasuk. Ich efshe lechalek hadin lechatzan. How could you divide the din in half? Says Rabbi Chanan, very important idea. What is the logic of chazaka? Chazaka says things didn't change. Status quo. So what is a more compelling status quo? That a physical thing didn't change, or that a din didn't change? What's more of a force of a status quo? That a person's body remained the way it was created? Or that a marital status didn't change? Or a halachic status of Tumah V'Tahara didn't change? It's much harder to change something physically than to change something in lamdas. Says Rabbi Chan Benir, "Dehine ikr din chazaka hu laimar." The principle of chazaka is to say, "Shadavar lo nishtanu mikafi shahayir kaidim shenal hasafik," that the matter didn't change from what it was before the safik was noilad. Umizen nilmaid. And from here we could learn, "Duad din afilu vade nishtan," even if it did change, "el demasafkalan nishtana nishtanas meruba." You just have a doubt, did it change a lot or a little? It's reasonable to assume that it only changed a little, not a lot. That's why Chesed Haguf is stronger than other Chazakos. A change, a physical change, who shinui yoyser gadol mehicha shloi nishtan adavar rak bedinoi, is a bigger change than if it just changed in halachic status. V'dami k'may hacha chada chazaka v'hachi trei chazaka. It would be similar to if you had two chazakas against one chazaka, two would win. V'choze lebasar d'ika din chazaka, this is after the din of chazaka, loymar shalai nishtana. That says it didn't change. Amrina de trei chazakas adifa mechada. We say two is greater than one. Cheskas Haguf adifa mishar chazakas. Here's what Rabbi Chanan is saying. The lamdus of chazaka is we should assume something didn't change. And if something did change, it's better to say it changed a little than a lot. So in the barometer of measuring, what is a bigger change? A physical change or a change in din, a status in din? It's a much bigger change to say something changed in physical reality than to say it changed in din. So when you're discussing, on the one hand, we have a question, when she developed the mum, did it happen before or later? We should assume it happened later. A change in her body is a very big change. But a change in whether she's married or not, that's not a big change. You look at a woman before or after she's married, there's no physical difference in her. It's just a change in status. Chezkas haguf is stronger than other chazakos, because the lomdus of chazaka is we should say that if something changed, it happened in the last possible moment. And a chezkas haguf, a change in physical reality, is a much more much more drastic change than a change in spiritual status or halachic status. Okay, and now the moment you've all been waiting for. The Shev Shmaitza. Okay? Learning a Shev Shmaitza, you're a different person. I would say it's like a physical change. Okay? Before and after Shev Shmaitza, it's not like before you were somebody without a Shev Shmaitza, now you're somebody with a Shev Shmaitza. Learning Shev Shmaitza, you're a different Adam. You're a different person. So let's just get the structure first. Structure of Tosfos is, how could Rava have said that had it not been for Cheskas Mamon, Rabbi Shul would follow Cheskas Haguf? Of course you follow Cheskas Haguf. Why wouldn't you? Says Tosfos, because there's a competing Chazaka, Cheskas Pinuya. To which Tosfos asks, but then it's two against one. It's Cheskas Pinuya and Harei Mum Lefanecha against Cheskas Haguf. To which Tosfos says, Cheskas Pnuya against Cheskas Haguf is nothing. We still haven't explained. Then why is Cheskas Tuma something and Cheskas Pnuya not? But let's see the Shmaitza. The Shmaitza quotes Tosfos. Venira la Rajba. By the way, yeah, I guess the main question here is, why by mikvah do we say the Cheskas Tuma is something against the Cheskas Haguf? Why don't we say the same thing? By mikvah, it's not two against one. The Cheskas Tuma is nothing against the Cheskas Haguf. That's what the Shmaitza is going to deal with. The Shmaitza says, a masha mi divrayim, it's masha from Tosfos, the kiva the Cheskas Haguf adifa mikol ha-chazakos. Since Cheskas Haguf is stronger than any chazaka, mishum hachi, afil chaser lefanecha, even if there's harei mum lefanecha, loy chashiv Cheskas Pnuy lagaba. The Cheskas Pnuya is not chashuv. L'mishri al yada tarti l'riusa, to make it two against one. So the Shmaitza asked the following question. We could have asked, so what? Why by mikvah is it two against one? And the Shmaitza is going to deal with mikvah in the last paragraph. I'm going to be brave now. I want to see one more question. The Shmaitza brings in a Gemara in the beginning of Nida, that Beis Amar Beis. You have a barrel, v'nimtza chaymetz, a barrel that became vinegar. V'amru sham, we say over there, kol shloisha yom rishayinim vaday. The first 3 days, it was wine. Mikan ve'elach safek. From the third day on, it's a safek. Uparach maishna gabe mikvah dehavile vadai. Why by mikvah do we say it's definitely no good? Umaskinan chavis mani Reb Shimon. Vahasam gabe chavis amrinan hamid tevel al cheskasai. Vlay amrinan hamid yayin al cheskasai. Mishum dehavile tarti liruosa. So the case is like this. You have a barrel. It's now vinegar. You took off truma from the barrel to be. You took off truma from that barrel to be able to be mafresh for other barrels. So you were mafresh truma, And we say the first 3 days it was definitely Yayin, even though there is a Cheskas Tevel here. So on the one hand, you have a Cheskas Tevel, you have Choymetz Lefanecha, but Cheskas HaGuf says it was Yayin. So you have Cheskas HaGuf says it was Yayin, and there you're fighting Harei Choymetz Lefanecha, and you're fighting Cheskas Tevel. So there, even though it's two against one, we say Cheskas HaGuf. And the Gemara asks, but it's how is it different than Mikvah? The Hasam Gabi Chavas, I mean, Hemet Teva Cheskasai. By Chavas, we say. So the first 3 days, we say it's Yayin. From there and on, it's a Safek. It's a Safek. Why by mikvah do we say vaday? So the Gemara says by chavis aminan hemet tevela cheskasai v'lay aminan hemet yaina cheskasai mishum dehavle tarte l'reyasa the afagav the cheskas tevel I have a cheskas haguf cheskas tevel is not a cheskas haguf the gufala yestani elak my cheskas iser v'cheskas pnuya v'ilu hayayin vaday havle cheskas haguf the wine has a cheskas haguf da yedei shenas a choymetz hare yestani. Gufa, the Chezga Guf Adif, Vlay Mahani Tartil Reyasa Neger Chezga Guf, Vimkain Havale Liois Vadai Chuma, it should be Vadai Chuma. So the Shmaitza is asking from the Gemara in the beginning of Nida, so if you have a barrel and it's Choymetz now, so the first 3 days we say Vadai. From there on, Safek. The halacha is that we say the situation of barrel is going like Reb Shimon. And we say Hamid Tevel Achaskasai. We're going to use the Cheskas Tevel to say it's not a good Shuma. Instead of using the Cheskas HaGuf to say it is a good Shuma. Even though Cheskas Tevel is worse than Cheskas HaGuf. Because Cheskas HaGuf, the body changed. By Yayin, there is a Cheskas HaGuf because it became vinegar, the guf of the ayin changed. And cheskas guf is stronger than cheskas chazaka of status change. So nevertheless, the cheskas halacha, that it's the chazaka of tevel, is actually going to be stronger than the cheskas haguf that is yayin. Okay, let's put aside this case of Nida for a moment, and let's try to see if we could distinguish between the case of Mikvah, where we say that the Cheskas HaGuf of the Mikvah actually beats. By Mikvah we say Tarti L'Reyasa. We say, even though the Mikvah is a Cheskas HaGuf, the Cheskas Tumah of the person and the Harei Chasar Lefanecha will overcome the Cheskas HaGuf of the Mikvah. And we don't say that what's the halacha by Mikvah? By Mikvah, Tosfos says, we say that the person's Tamei, because the Cheskas Tuma stands tall to the Cheskas HaGuf of the Mikvah. So why don't we say the same thing by our Gemara? Why don't we say the Cheskas Penuya stands tall to the Cheskas HaGuf of the woman that she was born without Mumen? So listen to what the Shmaita says. Uve Mikvah Nami. You know what the difference between Mikvah and a woman is, the cheskas haguf of the mikvah is not that strong. Why? We say by a mikvah that was measured and it was found to be missing, it's two to the detriment. What is it? Cheskas tuma and v'harei chasel lefanecha. You have two problems. Number one, you have cheskas tuma, and number two, it's missing in front of you. You have a cheskas haguf. No. By mikvah, you don't really have a full-fledged cheskas haguf. Like, have a mikvah cheskas haguf. You don't really have a cheskas haguf by mikvah. Kivan deha mikvah loy nishtana gufa. Since the mikvah, its body didn't change. Ela shenechser ma'at ma'im imena. You're just missing a little bit of water. Aval hecha. But in a situation, the cheskas haguf ika. But in a situation where there's cheskas haguf, afilu chaser lefanecha, even though it's missing, la'mikri tarti l'reisa neged shar chazak, guys. Listen to this. The distinction between mikvah and a woman who has an issue with mumin is that when you have a woman who is born without mumin, having a mum is such a drastic change in her physical entity, that cheskas haguf is so strong that it makes the cheskas pnuya, it makes it disappear. It completely negates it. It completely nullifies it. In the face of a strong cheskas haguf, cheskas pnuya is non-extant. By mikvah also, isn't there a strong cheskas haguf? No. The Shmait says mechadesh, that by mikvah, missing a little bit of water is not a real change in the entity of the mikvah. What are you going to say? Well, the mikvah had a cheskas haguf, that it wasn't missing any water. Yeah, it had a cheskas haguf, that it wasn't missing any water. But missing a little bit of water, even though that little bit of water renders it a pasul mikvah, is not a major change in the physical state of the mikvah. Having a mum is a radical change in the physical reality of a person. Missing a little water is a change, but it's not as much of a change. Again, this only would make sense in the world of Rabbi Chanan, that the lamdus of Chazakah is that we have to assume change did not happen, and if change happened, the smallest amount of change possible happened. So in that world, we could distinguish between a mikvah missing water and a person having a mum. A person having a mum is a radical change in a person's entity. A mikvah missing a little bit of water is not a radical change in the mikvah's entity. It's a change in the mikvah status, but it's not a change in the mikvah's entity. Okay, so going back to Tosfos, Tosfos wanted to know why by mikvah do we say it's tarti? Why by mikvah do we say chada b'makom tarti and not by the woman? See, by the woman, it's not chada b'makom tarti, because the cheskas pnuya is nothing by legabe the cheskas haguf. Masha'in kain, by mikvah, the cheskas tuma is something against the cheskas haguf of the mikvah, because the mikvah being missing a little water is not such a radical change in the state of the mikvah. Okay, that will be the first Ian share. The question is, okay, let's hold it here for stage one.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.